This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
More tributes overnight to Vice President Joe Biden's son. Beau Biden died Saturday of brain cancer at the age of 46. The Iraq War veteran had served two terms as the Attorney General of Delaware.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 1st, already 2015. Today begins Black Music Month, and happy 35th anniversary to CNN.
This is CNN.
That's right, June 1st, 1980.
That's George Wallace's mama. Everybody know that.
Okay. The president and his family paid a personal condolence call to the Vice President Joe Biden, as you heard, Beau Biden, his son, died over the weekend from brain cancer. The president and the first lady visited Mr. Biden and his wife at the official vice president's residence, where he was mourning the death of his son, Delaware's former attorney general. Yet another man shot by police in New Jersey, a black man in a public library. Kevin Allen died at the hands of Lyndhurst, New Jersey police, who said they had no option but to use lethal force against him in a library Friday afternoon. The 36-year-old man was shot and killed by officers inside the Lyndhurst Public Library. They say he was armed with a utility knife. Apparently, police somehow recognized Allen from a bench warrant, and a confrontation ensued from there. The chief of police said the 36-year-old Kevin Allen menaced police with the utility knife before they shot him around 1:30 in the afternoon at the library's top floor. He was aggressive towards them, according to police. He charged at them with the knife. This is what the chief of police said Friday night.
Sybil, did you see the numbers that they put out about the number of people nationwide that police have killed in just the last 6 months?
Just devastating.
385
people
in the United States in the first 5 months of 2015, 385. They don't break it down in race.
But I think we can get a pretty good idea of that, Tom.
385 people have been killed by police in the last 5 months nationwide.
Five people have been arrested during the filming of a video over the weekend, and this video in New York featuring French Montana, Busta Rhymes, and Ja Rule. This was in Brooklyn, in which they say they were arrested during the filming. And three men, two women, including the set security guard, facing weapons and drug charges after plainclothes police infiltrated the shoot behind a Fulton Street supermarket in East New York around 6:15 and spotted the illegal hardware. Cocaine, marijuana, and Molly were also discovered on the scene.
Sound like a hit.
Former NFL safety Darren Sharper pleaded guilty in a New Orleans federal court Friday to three counts of conspiracy to distribute drugs with the intent to commit rape. They have charged Sharper and another man with distributing the drugs, more commonly known by the brand name Xanax, Valium, and Ambien, with the intent to commit rape. He has already pleaded guilty to state charges in Nevada and Arizona and no contest in California as a part of a global plea deal that will call for him to spend the next 9 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting women in those states. And as Tom mentioned earlier, the Australian Open going on, and the French Open going on, and we have Sloane Stephens and Serena Williams taking to the court today. Those
and they're beefing.
I love a beef.
Let's just take it out on the court, shall we?
Girl fight. Yeah.
No.
16 before the hour.
This girls playing.
This is the TJMS.